please, I ask you to put your phones on silent mode. And when you leave tonight later, please do so as quietly as possible. This is a residential neighborhood. A good vote and a good fight.
Zama nafshi le'okim Thank you. God's will, the kingdom of
Sadiq
כאלף בבנות יזכה שתולים בבית השם בחסות אלוקינו יפריחו עוד לגבות לסיבה שגיד רדעים יהיו להגיד כי השאר השם צורים ולא אבלה תרור
יומם השמש לא יקר כאן, יראה
השם ישמור ומכל ישמור את נפשך השם ישמור צפר ואיבה ואתה
Wait, did they disconnect God?
He'll be okay. I'll give him back.
This is the living that my brother composed. In honor of Rebbe's birthday, in honor of Rebbe's big Rebbe, and recording Eretz Yisrael with Yosef and Chaim David, and I had the chutzpah to be part of it down here. So this is, I think, in composed in honor of Rebbe.
Thank you. Thank you. again.
שנמצא בהם גם כן מה שאינו טוב. דרך השם יתברך להביט על הטובות שעושים, ואף שנמצא בהם גם כן מה שאינו טוב. אינו מסתכל, אינו מסתכל, אינו מסתכל על זה, אינו מסתכל, אינו מסתכל, אינו מסתכל על זה. וכל שקר לאדם שאסור לו להביט על חם וכל הרע צום עוד אחר מה שאלות
First, I want to thank the sponsors, the whole chevra from Shul, all the arrangements that were necessary. Thank Avi and Aryeh and Gadi and Eitan came, special surprise, a treat. And Yosef. The song Mishara HaTshuva that was sung a few minutes ago, of course those are the words of Rav Kook. It's the basis of Aris HaTshuva. These Jews that are sitting here are the Mishorei HaTshuva of our generation, of our time. There's a lot of music that's out there. We're all wonderful people. The song of Tshuva, the song of Tshuva, the Mishorei HaTshuva, Yosef, Eitan, the rest of the Chevra, Shlomo, David, I'm not going through all the names. There aren't that many who are singing songs that bring Jews back to Hashem's heart. Not songs that just entertain. Savanta? Meshurei HaTshuva. Hashem should give each one of you Aruch Yisrael Mishan to be able to sing together with other Malkin Mashiach and Yerushalayim.
Amen.
There's something. You know, after Shabbos, came back, I heard that it's the seventh game of the playoffs. So there were two things that happened. First of all, my son Ushi said, "Oi, what's going to be? Guys are not going to come." I said, "Guys are not come. I'm also not going to be." The seventh game of the playoffs. Yankees in the playoffs. I didn't know. That's outlook. And then I had a horrible thought. That the only people who are going to be here besides the girls are going to be Met fans. And I don't speak to Met fans in general. So apparently there's another possibility. The other possibility that I wouldn't have imagined when I was growing up is that there are things that are more important. What a covered, not because of that Irish guy, but what a covered for the tzaddik. So of course, that's the point of this evening. We're covered for the tzaddik. So many years have gone by. And there's more excitement over the Rebbe than ever before. Svarim are coming out all the time. Recently, there was a two-volume annotated, beautiful edition by a Shomer Torah Mitzvos and Eilei Chayyid professor. The Eish Kodesh, and just last week, a wonderful Jew, who davens, I think, here in the shul, Dr. Abramson, put out a beautiful, beautiful and important work showing the context of each of the Rebbe's Torahs, what happened that week, that month. What was the Rebbe going through when he said those Torahs? What were the Jews that were with him? What were they thinking? What had they experienced that past week, that past month? Sfarim, studies, Bat Midrashim. What is it about the Rebbe? Every year I try to understand in a different way, different side, ba'aymek. I'm sure that you've all read the magnificent biographical sketch from Rabbanu Sharansky. It's found in the English editions of Chavos HaTalmidim in translation, in the old Chavos HaTalmidim in Lashon HaKodesh. It's usually printed together. Over recent years, it's printed together with Chavos HaTalmidim. And I trust that most of you are familiar with what happened. You know, that year, as things were moving towards the end, Sukkot came out like this year. And the 16th of Tishrei, the second day of Sukkot, was Erev Shabbos. Like this year. And it was almost Shabbos. And at that time, as Shabbos was entering into Yontif, Yontif was ending, Shabbos was entering. At that time, the Rebbe's son, the great Tzaddik, Rabbi Elimelech ben Zion, Zichros Yehoshua, finally died of the wounds that he suffered from. He had been sick before, those heart-wrenching words that we have from the Rebbe that I found in Sadr Zeros. Now the son of the Rebbe finally left the world. And it was Shabbos, and the Rebbe conducted everything on Shabbos, the Tish, everything as usual, with the Nigunim. And after Shabbos, Sharansky writes that when the stars had emerged, then there was a flood of tears that the Rebbe had been holding in. And the flood burst forth. There were heartrending sobs. The Rebbe was shaking. And he was crying for his son, and for the other Jews who were murdered and what was happening. And that's when he said the famous sentence, Ich hab schon in die Milchama verspielt. I personally have already been defeated in this war. Hashem is Baruch Zal Helfen, the Klai Yisrael Zal Dim Melchama Givin. Hashem is Baruch, may Hashem is Baruch help the Jewish people. That we should emerge victorious from the Melchama. He was grateful that they were able to bury his son in the cemetery. He's buried in the Warsaw Cemetery. And the entire Sharansky describes how the whole Chol HaMoed was really a time of darkness and gloom. Simchas Torah came, and the Chassidim and the other Jews who were there remembered how it used to be in Piasetzna, and the Rebbe's dancing, the Rebbe's Avoda. But people were afraid to be there. It was dangerous to be there. And only a few of the most faithful, devoted Hasidim remained. And they were constantly checking to see what's outside. Until there were just a few Avreichim and Bochum. And they felt the Rebbe's emotions that were simmering beneath the surface. Emotions which threatened to erupt at any moment, and burst forth, they did. I'm just reading from Sharansky. One of the Rebbe's students who had remained behind and managed to survive the war recorded this description of what took place in the Beis HaMedrash with those few Hasidim. Which I once read to you, and I am assuming that you're familiar with, but it's important to hear it again. the survivor that was there writes, "There we were, less than a minion of broken and shattered Jews, reduced to nothing. Suddenly the Rebbe stood up and began to sing Eishes Chayil in the traditional Karlin melody with great enthusiasm and fiery dveikus, as he had done during Simchas Torah in previous years. For more than an hour he continued to sing, revealing a great yearning for higher levels of spirituality. It was as if he was the only one in the room, completely removed from the world. Hot tears were streaming down from his eyes like rivers of water, while the sound of his voice caused hearts to tremble. Who would have believed that here was a man in the midst of mourning his only son, where the blood of tens of thousands of Jews was spilled on the streets like water? He was singing in honor of the Torah, which is eternal. Surely the nation to which Hashem gave his eternal Torah will also endure for eternity. Nobody in the world will ever manage to defeat the Jewish people." Slowly, the feeling of gloom and despair began to subside. We became oblivious to our surroundings, to the Nazi Satan running wild in the streets, to the exploding bombs, to the brutally murdered. We were floating in another world entirely. The Rebbe singing grew stronger and louder, and we were all swept up by his fervor. It was as if everything was ascending to heaven, along with the flame that had burst forth from the Rebbe's heart. Every single one of us felt how the innocent dove, Knesset Yisrael, the Eishes Chayil, the crown of her husband, was spending a private moment with her beloved Hashem Yisrael on this day of Simchas Torah. Even in the midst of this Hester Pana, when Hashem's presence is hidden, we heard his voice calling to us from amidst the darkness, the clouds and the fog, Nagila v'nismach habach. These moments are etched in my heart forever. I did not forget them even when face to face with the crematoria, and I will never forget them for eternity. What is it about the Rebbe, about certain tzaddikim, but particularly the Rebbe? What is it about these tzaddikim that gives them the ability to erase the bombs, the murderers, to erase the losses, to erase a darkness which people like us could never ever imagine? Because if we can answer that question, then we could also understand the secret of why the Rebbe's light is growing more and more. Another tzaddikim, Rabbi Nachman, other tzaddikim, that as the years go by, they're remembered more and their light is stronger and stronger and stronger. Which is a great wonder. So before Moshe Rabbeinu died, Hashem Yisbaruch told him, "Kach b'chaz Yeshua binu," to take Yeshua, "Ish asher ruach bai." Ish asher ruach bai. A man who is filled with the ruach. Ish asher ruach bai. V'samachta as yod chalav. V'samachta as yod chalav. So b'zoicha to be learning Sefer Yehoshua this past zman. Something happened. There's a new type of anhaga, of leadership. All of the qualifications, the normal, usual qualifications of being a leader, disappear or are not important at that moment. There's one qualification which singled out Yeshua. Ish asher ruach boy. Because when Moshe Rabbeinu died, as we've been learning in the Shia, when Moshe Rabbeinu died, there was such an unbelievable darkness in the world. When Moshe Rabbeinu died, Am Yisrael couldn't imagine continuing. We couldn't imagine how is it possible to be Jews, to be Am Yisrael, to serve the Rabbi Shalom. We were cast into such unbelievable, unbearable darkness when Moshe Rabbeinu died. And the secret of our being able to continue then and to this day is what the Ari HaKadosh writes, we have from the Ari HaKadosh in the Shaar Gilgulim, that there's such a thing that Harav, HaRebbe, Noisein Ruach Dilei, that the Tzaddik is able to somehow pour his Ruach, Rav Talmidei, into his chosen Talmud, that he's able to pour his Ruach into his student. That the Tzaddik is able to give to another Jew the deepest, deepest chelik of himself. Says in Iyov, Ruach hi be'enosh. Ruach hi be'enosh. There is a ruach, there is a spirit within man. V'nishmas shakai tevine. There is a ruach within man, in the soul of a person, and the neshama is able to touch that ruach and to cause the person to understand the truth. When Elihu said this to Iyov, and you all know that Iyov is a person who went through his own complete and total holocaust, his personal Shoah, his entire life was destroyed. And because of that, Eve had all kinds of questions. Questions, we call them tainus or tvius. He was very broken and he was very hurt. Sof kol sof, he didn't understand what had he done to deserve such suffering. And Elihu told him, Ruach hi be'enosh. The Nishmas Shakai Tevinim, which means that there's a certain type of a misery of suffering and darkness for which there are no answers at all and are beyond any explanation, beyond comprehension. But if the Ur HaNisham, of the light of the soul, if the Ruach within man is reached, is ignited, if that Ur HaNeshama begins to shine within a Jew, then all of the kashas, all of the questions, all the sounds of the ghetto, all the noise disappears. The Rebbe, the Eish Kodesh, spoke many times of the sentence from Chazal of Ashrei L'Odom Shu Gavoyim Yipshav. Fortunate is a person who is taller than his sins. Shagavoa mitsha. What does that mean? Each and every one of us is suffering, and it's so difficult for us to daven, to learn, to do a mitzvah, b'shleimus, to feel simchas achayim in our relationships with even those who we love and with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Avnaseichem avdilim. And the things that we've done wrong in our lives create a wall and a barrier. And it's so hard to feel anything. But then there's a tzaddik. And this tzaddik is an isha sheruach bo. And the same way by Yechezkel v'tese'eini ruach, that suddenly the Navi of the Churban, that I spoke about Tisha B'av, post-Churban, when Am Yisrael had no reason to continue and felt lost, that to Se'eini Ruach, that suddenly the Tzaddik comes along, Hashem sends a Tzaddik into the world, who has the ability to lift Jews higher. Ashrei l'adam shul gavoyim mipshav, higher than the Warsaw Ghetto, higher than all the losses that these people had suffered, higher than any website and any computer, higher than any mistake that any of us have ever made in our lives, higher than all the ugliness of the streets of Tavshin Ayin Ches. But to say any ruach, you know, the nun, the missing nun of Ashrei, which Chazal tell us, Ba David v'samcha b'ruach ha-kaydesh. Soimach Hashem l'chol ha-naifim. Ba David v'samcha b'ruach ha-kaydesh means that David HaMelech was isha sheruach bai. And David HaMelech saw. He himself went through nefilas on his level. He himself felt that he couldn't go on. And he was able somehow to lift himself up. And Hashem lifted him up at the Seini Ruach. And then he spent his entire life as the Meshayer HaTshuva, the singer of Tshuva, who through his songs would be able to lift us up. And therefore, the Nun of Nefila is cured by Soimach Hashem L'chol HaNoiflim in Ashrei. And the Gemara says, Somchan B'ruach HaKadosh. Because David HaMelech was Isha Sheruach Bo. And Ruach HaKadosh here doesn't only mean to be able to somehow predict the future. Isha Sheruach Bo means the Rebbe's Eishes Chaim. A couple of days after his son died, it means my parents and some of your grandparents, they should live and be well, but after all they went through, some come to Ruach HaKadosh, that they were lifted up to try to start again and to raise Jewish families and to continue, because Hashem's Eishes Chayil can't be destroyed. And all of the avarice that have happened in the world, Ashrei Ish, Ashrei Lodom, Shugavoyim Yipshav, the Rebbe, Rebbe Nachman, other tzaddikim, have the unbelievable koach of a Tesaini Ruach to bring us to a place to make us taller than our avarice. Ish Asher Ruach Boy, with a powerful Ruach to lift us up so that we're able to forget, or for at least for the moment, to stop thinking of all of the darkness and the mistakes, and to be able to enter into those hakafis with the Rebbe, with the tzaddikim. I saw in the Darchei Noyim, and I've heard it's Hashem, the present Shlomo Rebbe Zal Gezun Zayin. The son of the Nesiva Shalom Shlusi Yelein. And he brings a story that was a chosid, Rabbi Shmuel Vartheim from Baranovich. And it was Yom Kippur, 1915. Tov Reish Ayin Hey, 1914-1915, that time. That was the time, Sheis Lach, there was the terrible, terrible first war. The fire of World War I was burning. And the city of Slonim was surrounded by the enemies on both sides. And this Jew, Reb Shmuel Vartheim, was broken and crushed because of all of the misery and suffering. Severely, severely broken and depressed. Because his family, he didn't know where they were. His family was taken, they disappeared. He didn't know where they were. And the Divrei Shmuel from Slonim, it was Yom Kippur. Yorad lefnei ha-teivul espalo kol nidrei v'mar. And the great tzaddik, the Divrei Shmuel from Slonim, went to the Omer to daven kol nidrei. Ha-yishoychev b'shtibul yad ha-ton. This Jew, Reb Shmuel Vartheim, was lying by the oven in the back of the shtibul. He couldn't move a limb of his body because of his great pain and his yeush. He had no koiches. He was just lying on the floor next to the oven in the back of the shtib. And the Rebbe, the Divrei Shmuel, goes up to the oven. Agavra b'libay, suddenly there was a great fire that began to burn in the heart of this chassid. Lirai says, Pnei Kodshai, to see the holy face of the Divrei Shmuel. Ubein Oinim, and even though he didn't have an ounce of strength left in his body, Hipilas Atzmei Laretz, he threw himself onto the ground, V'zochel Mamashal Ava, and he began to crawl on his hands and knees. Till he got to a place where he was able to get around and to see the Divrei Shmuel's face. And the Divrei Shmuel's face was on fire, like torches, like burning torches. And suddenly, this Reb Shmuel Vartheim forgot everything. He forgot his sons, his daughters. He forgot his wife. He forgot the Muhammad. He forgot his own broken body. He forgot his empty heart. He forgot the Yeush, the complete Yeush, HaFisas HaKoichas. He forgot. V'nismalei tikva. And he became filled with hope. V'nepach bin rego li'ish acher molechir. And in a second, he was a different person filled with chiz. Molechir. Molechias. There are many, many wonderful teachers. There are wonderful teachers, rabbitsons, rabbis, morris, all wonderful, wonderful teachers. But there are very, very few people who are in that category of Isha Sheruach Ba. Who are in the category of a tesaini ruach, who can lift a person to be gavoa, to be tall, to feel that I'm taller than the filth that I was looking at a half hour ago. I'm taller than the filth of my life. I'm taller than the emptiness of years that were lived without the Rabbi Nishlam. I'm taller. I'm taller than the animals that are on the streets outside in the ghetto. I'm taller. I'm greater than that. There are very few tzaddikim of a tesa'eni ruach to lift a Jew to that place. And here I believe that the Slonim Rebbe, in describing what happened to that chosid on that Yom Kippur, and the chosid, the P.S.S. and the chosid, describing what happened by that Simchas Torah by the Hakafis, or after the Hakafis, but the Rebbe's Eishes Chai, gives some insight to help us understand what is it about these tzaddik. What is it about these tzaddikim that even Jews who are so far, 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 they're pulled like a magnet. And when they come within the Dalar Amis of that world of the tzaddik. Right, Rabbi Nachman has, Baruch Hashem, he has a tzion. He has a place. The Rebbe's place, we don't know exactly. I was just talking to one of the Chevra of Shabbos. There is very strong evidence that there's a certain area where there's a mass grave not far from Treblinka where the Rebbe was thrown. A few miles from here, the Lubavitch Rebbe's oil, and other tzaddikim. We were the Chevra before the summer. You come near the Maharal. In Prague, you come near the Maharal, but to say any ruach. So many years have gone by. It's almost impossible to read the Matzeva. By the Rebbe, there's no Matzeva. Isha Sheruach Boy. So I want to end with reading you, sharing with you on the same page here in the Darkei Noyim, where he's talking about the Asei L'chara, about the Inyan of the Tzav, of the Rebbe of the Tzav, where he speaks here about his grandfather, the Birkas Avraham from Slonim, who would often reminisce about his Rebbe, the Divrei Shmuel that we were just talking about. And the present Rebbe describes how his grandfather, even after so many years, when he would speak about the Divrei Shmuel, how his face changed, everything changed. My father's all the time when he speaks about his Rebbe, great tzaddik, Agoyin HaKadosh, Rabbi Yosef Elimelech, Kahana from Ungvar, Hashem should avenge his blood. My father speaks about him ad hayoyim. My father takes on like a different look. He's a different person. My father goes back. It's like he's not here. He's not here. He goes back to that time, that place, 75, 80 years ago. The excitement, the change. So he writes here, how his grandfather, the Birkas Avraham, Hayim Mesaper, he told once, Shapam Achas Be'ez Shiroktu, that once when they were dancing, Hadirei Shmuel Rokad Samuchilam. The Birkas Avraham was near the Divrei Shmuel by this weakened by the dance. Ubeemtza, and suddenly in the middle of the dance, Otzeres Harikud. All of a sudden, the Divrei Shmuel stopped the Rikud, he stopped dancing. For Omar, he said, he called out, Mi roiked in me. Who's dancing with who? Michiyad in Yad Rokedas? They were holding hands. So are the hands dancing with other hands? Or regal and regal? Or are feet dancing with other feet? Haloberikud roiked lev Yehudi and lev Yehudi. The Rebbe said, no, by the Rikud, by the dance, even though we're holding hands and our feet are running, we're dancing, but the hands are not dancing. The feet are not dancing. Hello, by Rikud, Rokei, Lev Yehudi, and Lev Yehudi. That's just the outside of the eyes, what we see. But the emes is that one Jewish heart is dancing with another Jewish heart, and another Jewish heart. V'himshich v'amah, the Divrei Shmuel said, Kol ha'orim v'hamachoyzois v'hamedinas. All cities, towns, villages, all countries. Horim v'hamokim, all mountains and valleys. Naharos v'yamim, and all rivers and oceans. V'af kol ha'olim, and all worlds. Einam yecholim lachsois ben lev Yehudi echad lelev Yehudi acher. Cannot obstruct, cannot block, cannot stand in between one Jewish heart and another Jewish heart. The tzaddik has the ability to tear down those walls, to break all the mechitzas, so that a Jew is able to dance with another Jew just not by holding hands, but a Jewish heart with a Jewish heart. And that Jew could be completely different from a different background. But at that moment when the mechitza is broken, and the heart of a Jew is dancing with the heart of another Jew, that's when Am Yisrael becomes the Eish Eschal that the Rebbe was singing about. Knesset Yisrael, the power, the strength of the Eish Eschal, Hashem's dove. But the midah of the Eish Eschal of the Yoina is not to let go of the other, not to turn away from the other. And maybe because of this, after all of these years, and so many years have passed, that those who have the schus, who have the privilege to taste the waters of the piyasetzna, of the tzaddik, of other tzaddikim, but tonight we're talking about our Rebbe, the Eish Kodesh. Are able to feel that connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to each and every one of his children. Because Rabbi says that dance, it's the dance of Lev Yehudi Echad, Im Lev Yehudi Acher, of one Jewish heart with another Jewish heart. It's that dance that will take us to Yerushalayim. Because as the Divrei Shmuel said, no cities, no towns, no mountains, no oilers can get in the way of that connection that one Jewish heart has to another Jewish heart. Hashem's book should help us that we should be zaychim as Hashem to hold each other's hands and hearts together, to dance back to Yerushalayim, to be zaychim to see the beautiful faces of all the tzaddikim, and to see the face of the Meshayra HaTshuva, of David Malki Meshicha, with the Gula Sheva Amitis, Mehem Yemeno Amen V'Amen. Amen.
Yes, Hamashiach, Amen.